Here's a thought I'll title Time, Expense, and Equipment Failure. There's no question, I think, that photography is an expensive hobby. Cameras cost money, computers cost money, printers cost money, and of course, no one outside of the billionaire status can afford ink. That said, the most costly part of photography, at least for landscape photography, is the cost of travel. And that's what magnifies equipment failure when it comes at the end of an expensive trip. My first dalliance with this problem in photography happened in the early 1980s. Back then, there was a thing, maybe some of you remember these, called micro drives. This was before SD cards, before other kinds of high-capacity storage for cameras. A micro drive was actually a little tiny mechanical hard drive in essentially something that was the size of a CF memory card slot. And because they had moving parts, they were, I was to later learn, particularly vulnerable to failure. Well, I had been out photographing in Wyoming for about 10 days, a beautiful trip, fantastic opportunities to photograph. The landscape there was great, the light was great, the weather was great, everything was great, except for the micro drive, which failed on like the last day of the trip. And it was the only card that I had for recording things on my, at that point, fairly new digital camera. It never dawned on me that I would have a failure that would be so catastrophic. But it was. I lost everything from that week of photography. Of course, I think I can say with some assurance that the images that were lost on that micro drive would have been some of the most important photographs in all of photography's history, and would have been the ones that catapulted me to fame and fortune. Of course, don't you think? It was a painful lesson, but it did teach me the valuable tool of always check your equipment, always have backups. It was years later, when I was first invited to go to China, that I decided to take that seriously and employed what I now call my two-camera strategy. Whenever I go out photographing, I always have two camera bodies, identical camera bodies. Makes it more expensive, I know, but it does allow me to put one lens on one camera and a different lens on the second camera, and that way I have a lot fewer lens swaps in the field, which is good. But it also insulates me in case there's a failure with my camera. If one camera goes down, the chances are the other one's not, at least pretty good odds that that's the case. In acknowledgement of the expense of travel, having two cameras is my insurance policy. And I've carried that forward in other areas too. I carry extra batteries. I carry extra SD cards. I carry more than one charger for my batteries just in case I forget one in the hotel. And of course, ultimately, what that allows me to do is charge two batteries at night. But for me, the most important consideration to insulate myself from equipment failure is at the end of every day, I look at what I've captured that day. And I don't look for artistic purposes. I don't start processing my images in the field. But when I'm done at the end of the day, I want to load up my card and make sure that my card is functioning properly, that my images are being recorded properly, that my lens is focusing properly, that I don't have one problem or another. A friend of mine just experienced this, unfortunately, when he returned from a trip, only to find out that the right side of all of his images were out of focus. Clearly, a lens element has gone skiwampus in his lens somehow, and he's had to send it in for repair. And it appears as though that happened on about day 4 of the trip. So from that point forward, everything he shot with that lens is garbage. You throw it away. And because the travel was the most expensive part of the trip, and the one part that's probably not recoverable, It's really unfortunate that he didn't discover the problem with the lens until after he got home. So I guess I'm just saying, because travel is so expensive and because equipment failure happens, it's not a bad idea to recognize that poo-poo occurs, as they say, and that it's not a bad idea on a regular basis while we're traveling to look at our images and make sure that everything is working properly so we don't have that huge disappointment when we get home. By the way, my micro drive is now living its comfortable life in retirement at the bottom of the ocean, where in anger I threw it, and as it was arcing through the air, I realized I probably shouldn't have done that because I just added some pollution to the water. And I won't do that ever again. But I don't think I have to worry much about that because no one, including my current cameras, uses micro drives anymore.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.